Good afternoon, I'm David Alice, coming to you live from the Barman Cheney Performance Studio at Valley Public Radio, and this is Young Artist Spotlight. Today we're featuring a terrific young violinist, Paolo Carmelo, associated with the Fresno Musical Club. Good afternoon, Paolo.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
All right. The Fresno Musical Club has been around for more than 100 years, since 1905, and thanks to Carol Dice for lining up this talent for us this afternoon. It's a couple of dozen or more members, educators and professional musicians who meet together in homes to perform for each other, share ideas about musical education, and along with that, part of their important work is they award a number of scholarships to fine young musicians. They've awarded 16 this year across four different categories: young string players, young vocalist, young pianist, and then an advanced scholarship across all instruments. And we have this year's winner of the Young String Player Scholarship. That's the Hildred Minnick Scholarship from the Fresno Music Club. So thanks to the Fresno Music Club for all they do to highlight and encourage and foster music education here in the Valley. Paolo, how old are you now? Where are you going to school?
I am 18 years old, and I'm currently attending Clovis High School.
All right. And how long have you been playing violin?
I've been playing violin for around 7 years now.
Okay. How did you come to pick the violin?
Well, my sister, she was like talking to my mother, and she was like, "I really want to play the violin." And I was like, "Wait, I want to play the violin too." So my competitive spirit really caught on to me. I was like, "I want to play the violin." So I was like really pushing for it.
Okay. And you're still playing, and obviously you're still playing the violin. How's your sister doing on violin?
Well, that's a different story. Okay, she has dropped it completely, but she enjoys the music, and I enjoy her company, so it goes very well.
All right, very good. You play in your school string chamber and symphony orchestra.
Yes.
You also were a principal player in the Fresno Madera County Music Educators Association Honor Orchestra. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
A lot of great musicians in that group, and you have participated in years past with youth orchestras of Fresno.
Yes, I have.
Very good. And you're first violinist of Clovis High School's string quartet.
Yes.
Very good. You plan to continue doing things with music?
Yes, I do. So I'm planning to major in music education as well as performance, and I wish to continue to study with my violin professor, Dr. Susan Deering.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good. Who's adjunct faculty at Fresno Pacific University, correct?
Yes.
Very good. Now, today you're playing in a duo setting with accompanist.
Yes.
Sometimes you'll play solo pieces for solo and ensemble concert. Sometimes you play in slightly larger groups and then in full orchestras.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like the best of all those?
I love playing in quartets, especially at school, and it's really a broad range of repertoire, which I thoroughly enjoy, and it takes the edge off because I'm not alone, and I was like, I know that other people are with me, so it's something that I enjoy as well as the company of others.
All right, and what do you like best about music overall?
It's really about the expression that comes through music and about the feelings that can come alive through music, which I really appreciate the most.
All right. Well, let's hear some of your expression right now. Actually, you know, because we'll hear a piece, and then I'll talk to Grant Smith, your accompanist.
Fantastic.
So we're going to start with the Bach, correct?
Yes.
All right. So here, violinist Paolo Carmelo, and on piano, Grant Smith, whom we'll get to know in a little bit, performing music of Johann Sebastian Bach, the first movement of Bach's Violin Concerto in A minor, BWV 1041, here on Young Artist Spotlight.
Thank you.
violinist Paolo Carmelo, guest artist this afternoon on Young Artist Spotlight here at Valley Public Radio. I should let you know that support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation, Dr. Alice Martinson, and Carol Sturgis, and we're thankful for their support. Of course, Paolo Carmelo did not do that alone, that Bach violin concerto. He had a terrific accompanist here, Grant Smith. Good afternoon, Grant. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Grant, how old are you now?
I'm 17, a senior in high school.
Okay, and you've been playing for 12 years?
Correct.
All right, very good. So you were telling me earlier how an aunt helped your family get a piano. That's how I got piano lessons. I had my great aunts got us a piano, and my parents then, when I was ready, got me lessons. So, you've been playing ever since?
Yeah, since the age of 5.
All right, very good. Who are you studying with now?
I'm studying with Dr. Brandon Bascom, a professor at Fresno City College.
Terrific. And you've been with him a couple of years?
Yeah, about 2.5 years.
Super. Of course, Bach is always a great workout for any keyboard player.
Yes.
Who are your favorite? Do you have a favorite composer?
For a while I really appreciated Beethoven. I still love his music, but recently I found an interest for an obscure Russian composer, Sergei Lyapunov, a late Romantic composer, Russian composer, and I just really love his work, the expression that he has in his music, and it's such a thrill to play.
Terrific. And what are your plans for music going forward?
I plan to minor in music. I'm going to be attending Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo, in the fall as a civil engineering major. And while that will be a full career, I hope I'll always have time for music and side accompanist jobs and performances at church and things like that.
Excellent. So besides playing in solo settings for your own recitals and an accompanying like this, you've also been working with some larger groups over the last couple of years?
Correct. Yeah, I've been accompanying Sanger High School this year, the Sierra Chamber Opera, and Sanger Academy Charter School. And I've really enjoyed all those jobs, the interaction that I have with directors and with the singers and the choirs, and it's really been a joy. I hope I can always find time to do things like that.
That's great. And for a pianist, a lot of people don't really take the time to think about it, but for a pianist, when you're starting out, you spend so much time playing by yourself and just with your teacher. You don't often get the opportunity to collaborate in larger musical ensembles, so it's a nice variation.
Yeah, definitely.
I didn't ask, how did you and Paolo get together, and how long have you two been performing together?
This is actually only our second performance together. My sister takes violin from Dr. Susan Deering at Fresno Pacific, and so she was telling my mom that Paolo needed an accompanist, so she dropped my name in, and here we are today.
Excellent. Well, you two sound terrific together, really. Very well prepared, and you have good synergy together.
Thank you. Paolo's a great musician.
Oh, well, you guys complement each other very well. Well, let's hear some more of your great music. You've got another piece for us today from the French composer Jules Massenet from the opera Thais. We'll hear Meditation. Thais was this piece was written for solo violin and orchestra. We'll hear it obviously here today with violin and piano from the opera Thais, which premiered at L'Opéra Garnier in Paris in 1894. Here, violinist Paolo Carmelo and pianist Grant Smith. Thank you. violinist Paolo Carmelo and pianist Grant Smith, our guests today on Young Artist Spotlight, performing the music of Jules Massenet. That was Méditation, a symphonic intermezzo from the opera Thaïs. And that concludes Young Artist Spotlight today on Valley Public Radio. Thanks to our two wonderful performers this afternoon. Thanks to their family who support them. Thanks also to Carol Dice and the Fresno Musical Club for lining up these wonderful artists for us. And also thank you for the support of Bonner Family Foundation, Dr. Alice Martinson, and Carol Sturgis, without whom Young Artist Spotlight would not be possible. For Young Artist Spotlight, I'm David Ouse.